Stop 4. Farmer Austin Russell talks about the letter from A. Brock.
Hello, my name is Austin Russell. I'm a tenant farmer from Gloucestershire, where I have a dairy farm with 240 cows. The object I'm talking about is a typescript letter from a farmer, Mr. A. Brock, to Lord Woolton, the Minister of Food, dated the 5th of October 1940. The letter is mounted on a white card wedge. It is typed on paper, smaller than A4 size, 25 by 20 centimetres. The edges are slightly dog-eared. Two hole punches in the left-hand edge indicate where it has been stored in a ring binder. The typeface is slightly smudged and faded by age. There's a circular blue stamp mark towards the top from the marketing department. It's dated the 16th of October 1940, when this transcript was created 11 days after the date of the original. This is an excerpt from the letter. Having failed to get a reply to either of two letters sent to the Milk Marketing Board, I take the liberty of laying my case before you. I have 6 cows. When the contract to support Hornby's Dairies ended last month, I received a letter from Nestlé asking if they could have the milk. I replied at once in the affirmative and heard nothing more from them for 11 days. Then they sent to ask if I could deliver it to the village just over a mile away. I replied that as I have no transport, perhaps their lorry could fetch it. My adjoining neighbour has 4 to 6 cows and would sell his milk to them also. When they replied that they could not fetch the milk, I informed the Milk Marketing Board and asked them to arrange for its collection. I have not heard from them and have had to waste milk all week, as, owing to the board not having sent on my cheques for July and August, and now September is due, I have no money to buy pigs or calves to drink it, or to pay the rent, for which I will now receive a demand. Reading the letter is really heartbreaking. This guy has 6 cows. He's not been paid for months. The company has stopped collecting his milk and he's had to throw it away. There is no indication that he's ever going to get paid. He's now massively in debt and can't pay his rent. So what is he going to do? There is very little you can do in this situation. He won't be able to feed his cows, so he can try to sell them or have them slaughtered and give up his tenancy. But that would mean losing his home as well as his livelihood. He's in a desperate situation. It's interesting to think how much has changed in the dairy industry since the 1940s, but also the parallels that still exist. There has been a massive trend in farming to scale up the production. This farmer had only 6 cows, which is almost impossible today. Most dairy farmers have between 100 and 600 cows. Your situation as a farmer can be hugely different depending on which company you are contracted to, but the agreements tend to protect the companies while the individual farmer takes on all the risk. Many farmers ended up in a similar situation during COVID when restaurants, cafes, airlines and food manufacturing closed down. This caused a slump in the demand for milk and some farmers' milk just stopped being collected. But a dairy farm is not a factory. You can't turn the cows off. You have to keep feeding them and keep milking them. And milk is a perishable product. If it's not used within a couple of days, you have to get rid of it. I think for the vast majority of farmers, the number one concern is animal welfare. You do it because you love working with the cows. You're never going to get rich from farming. It can be profitable, but mostly you're just hoping to make enough money to be able to reinvest and improve the farm, to be able to pass something on to the next generation. Sadly, not very long after this letter was written, subsidies and support mechanisms for farmers were introduced. Whereas in 1940, there was still precious little support. Now we are going back to this. Subsidies and support for farmers are now being redirected. It annoys me that support for farmers is seen as subsidies when it's actually a system that allows farmers to take those risks involved in farming and produce food. This, in turn, makes food more affordable for everybody. What people don't understand about farming is that it is very, very risk intense. Farming is like going to the casino. Things like fertilizer, you might have to pay for 12 months before you use it. When you put it on your fields, you won't necessarily know what the price of a ton of wheat is going to be when you sell it. If the market can't return a profit for the producer, then there is something wrong with the system. This letter was written 80 years ago, and we still haven't been able to fix that. Dairy farmers still face similar problems today.